One listener gets in touch and says, Gerry, you stated yesterday that certain people are against people with tattoos. I totally disagree with this statement. I'm looking for an apology, please. We have our beliefs and don't want to go with the times. No other reason. You're one-sided again, Gerry, says this listener. Well, I was relating it totally to the situation that came across from some of our commenters and texters yesterday and callers to the programme. This is in response to the story about three trainee members of An Garda Síochána that were trainee cadets at Templemore. They were sent home because of the situation with regards to visible tattoos being on parts of their body in contravention of the Garda's dress code. And we were talking about tattoos and the image of people with tattoos. And some of the comments were like this. Hi, Gerry. Re-tattoos and the Gardaí. I feel the standard of Garda has dropped in the last 15 years. Any uneducated person can be a Garda within 9 months of Templemore. Tattoos show the mindset of this cohort. Well done on Garda Síochána. Proper order. Send them home, was another comment that came in relation to discussion. And those comments led me to ask the question, to say that with some certainty, given those attitudes as described by those comments, that people have an issue with people in who have tattoos, that they're, you know, not fit and proper to be members of An Garda Síochána, protecting the lives and property of people in this country and enforcing the laws of this land. I think that's fairly clear to say. I don't think I'm being one-sided in saying that in relation to it. And if you do say, well, if you have a tattoo, you're not entitled to be guard, do you not have something then against people feeling they're not trustworthy or not honest enough, perhaps, maybe, or not, you know, appropriate enough, if you want to put it that way, to be a guard just because of they have a tattoo? Well, look, with that in mind and with that discussion in mind, with me on the line now to talk about this in more detail is we've got Dolores Murray, of Wildcat Inc. and with the Association of Body Modification Artists of Ireland. Dolores, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us in the programme about this one this morning. Listen, what's your reaction to the situation with regards to the trainees that were sent home from Templemore for having visible tattoos?
Good morning, Gerry. Well, I mean, I think it's time for the guards to reassess their dress code, you know, in the light of the current cultural norms. I'm fascinated by your intro there, where you were saying people were relating tattooed people to being uneducated, lower, I don't know, subhuman.
Not fit to be members of Garda Síochána.
I'm horrified. I'm horrified. It's a long, long time since I've heard those views. So at the moment, we have an estimation of 35% of the entire population with tattoos in Ireland. And in the under 40 age group, we're talking, that's up to 50-55%. So are those people saying that those 55% of people are uneducated, unfit to be guards or other positions that hold other positions of responsibility? That's an incredible opinion and statement to make. It's so large-ranging. I'm really shocked. I'm really shocked. What about those poor guards guarding the ATMs last night? I wonder how many of those had tattoos.
You would wonder, or maybe...
And did that stop them doing their job?
Or maybe visible tattoos, as the stipulation says in the Garda handbook, in relation to
that. I have an issue with that as well, because we also have other types of tattooing other than the ornamental type. We have the body enhancement type. What about the PMU? You know, the permanent makeup? So this is eyebrows and lip liners, which many, many people have. They're facial tattoos, and I'm sure many female guards, and maybe some male guards, have these as well. What about the tattoos on the head to look like it's hair? Full head tattoo. Are they acceptable?
Yeah, interesting question.
There's a whole discussion around that. But
where do you think it comes from, Dolores, this idea? Is it the traditional idea people would have had of soldiers and sailors and rough and ready types that would have had tattoos, aside from the traditional tribal origins of tattooing in this country?
There's the original tribal origins of tattooing, but if we go into the history of tattooing, I mean, it's got to do with travellers as opposed to soldiers and sailors per se. It's travelling. So the people who travelled were obviously soldiers and sailors, but they're also royalty. So a lot of royal families, you know, back in the 19th century and probably 18th century, got tattoos while they were away. So it's more travellers, but it has kind of consolidated people's minds as rough types, soldiers and sailors, you know, and vagabonds, that sort of thing. But I mean, at the moment, this is just crazy. For the last 25 years, this is just becoming part of a normal in society. With that huge percentage of people being tattooed, are we going to eliminate those from responsible jobs?
Yeah, you're cutting off a cohort of people from entering those. Is there the clash there, Dolores, between the idea people would have of who should be or could be or is a member of An Garda Síochána, the clean-cut image, short back and sides, well-trimmed, well-presented, professional, or do we need to change our perspective and what we view in terms of those phrases?
No, well, you see, the guards aren't getting the respect they have got in previous years. You know, back in the 50s, 60s, 60s or whatever, if a guard said to you, you know, go home, you'd go home or whatever, you know, you wouldn't tell them to F off, which is what you'd more likely to hear now. And that's showing a lack of respect for the guards. I'm not sure where that's coming from. So certainly having the uniform doesn't seem to be any prevention for people having respect or not having respect for guards.
Yeah,
and I would assume that people would relate more to people who look like themselves. So, I mean, the fact that guards have tattoos, the people on the street have tattoos, we're all part of the same community. Would they not have more respect for people who have the same image as themselves?
Yeah, yeah.
You see all these plainclothes guards going around trying to blend in with the population.
Yeah, trying to be undercover. We had a lady yesterday said she's getting a tattoo for her 72nd birthday next year.
Know, we often have that. People get tattoos to mark a particular occasion or, you know, it's part of something on the bucket list. They've always wanted to get one done, but have been putting it off and putting it off and thought, oh, well, here I am. You know, I'm hitting my 50th, my 60th, my 70th. We have lots of people come in. And we had one gentleman in Wildcat there the year before last who had his first tattoo. I think he was close to 80, and he came in and had four more.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. Dolores, the industry has been growing over the last number of years. Here in Kerry, there's a lot of very progressive, very well-developed businesses now open, professionally run. We're in the 13th year this year of the Kerry Tattoo Convention, so it's a growing industry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big industry. It employs a lot of people. So, you know, as I said, the demand is there. That's why the industry has grown. And it's become very mainstream. I mean, it's like, you know, getting a new pair of shoes, getting a new hairdo. People get small tattoos. People get large tattoos. People get all sorts of tattoos for all sorts of reasons. Some for religious reasons, some to mark occasions. Like, we get a lot of tourists coming and they want some sort of like Celtic tattoo, a little Celtic knot. We get hen parties coming. They want some sort of a group tattoo. You know, all sorts of reasons. People get tattoos for all sorts of reasons and all walks of life. It's not just confined to the lower classes, whatever they are.
Okay, whatever they are in this day and age in Ireland of 2023. Okay, Dolores, listen, thanks a million for telling us your story and talking to us about it from your perspective. That's Dolores Murray of the Association of Body Modification Artists of Ireland, of Wildcat Inc. Tattoo Studios as well. Give us your thoughts on what she had to say. Shocked at some of the views that she's heard expressed in relation to that story about who can or can't be a guard based on what sort of a tattoo they have.